Welcome to Shomar Shom on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishma Asayim Yaakov Shom Le'a Basitzchuk. We're holding Bo Basso Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara in the beginning of Amud Aleph asks, what is the issue to bring Bikurim to Beis Hamikdash and to read the Mikra Bikurim Misofik? If a person does not know if he's obligating Bikurim or not, we say you bring the Bikurim, but you don't say the Mikra Bikurim. Why not? Says the Gemara, Mikdei Psukim, you know, it's only Psukim. Likri, why can't you read the Psukim? So the Gemara says two answers, either because Michzik is Shikur, it looks like a lie, meaning that he's doing it in a way of Mikra Bikurim, he's not doing it as a reading in the Torah. And the second answer is because maybe they won't take true and Meister out of it because they will consider this to be full Bikurim. Now from the question of this Gemara, this leads us to Aloch HaLamaister, something which is very negat to us, especially the upcoming days, in the days of Slichas. The Tur in Aruch Chaim Siman Tav Kuf Samechei brings the name of Rav Nosson, that a yochid should not say Yud Gimel Midos Shirachamim, because Yud Gimel Midos Shirachamim can be done only B'tzibur. Now in Slichas, the main part is Yud Gimel Midos Shirachamim. So when a person is davening on his own, he can't really say that part. So says the Tur, but I don't understand what's the chashash. It's mamash like reading the Torah. What's the problem? The Shulchan Aruch, when he brings in the halacha, he says like this, Tech tfilo b'kosh shirachamim. That's something you can't do. But im ba lo imram dech kriya be'almo oimram. You could just read it be'dech kriya. So zog de Vilna Gaon, what's the source of the Shulchan Aruch? It's our Gemara. Because the Gemara says psukin likri. If it's only psukim, you can read it. Now, added to that, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't do dech tefillah b'kosh shirachamim. That maybe will fit to what the Gemara says, that it looks a bit like kishikra. If a person goes and reads it as if this regular Yud Gimel Midos really is a problem, but if he's reading dech kriya be'alma, then it should be okay. Reuven Margolyos, in the Sefer Mokor Chesed, which is on the Sefer Chasidim, he speaks about this topic, and he adds halacha, which was also brought down in the Igros Moshe, where Moshe Feinstein says it. So if you do read Yud Gimel Midos Shirachamim, you have to make sure to continue the psukim. Because Yud Gimel Midos Shirachamim stops in the middle of a pasuk. Venake is the middle of a pasuk. So you have to finish it up, because right now you're not saying Yud Gimel Midos Derech Bakasha. You're saying it Derech Kriya Be'alma. Derech Kriya Be'alma, you have to finish the pasuk. And he adds that maybe also you have to read it when Mitoch HaSefer. You have to read it like from a Chumash. If you read it inside, so then it looks like really kriya. So he said, if you have these two things, his derech kriya be'alma is not reading, not stopping in the middle of the pasuk, and his mitoch sefer, that will be something that's clear that he's doing the shein kriya be'alma, and then you don't have the problem mechazik shikrim betshein ar gemara. And Rav Moshe and Shuvah Sigros Moshe adds to it that the he should use the nigun, should use also the tune, the not the tune of davening, a tune of reading in the Torah. Now regarding the mechazik shikrim, we find that we have the Sfarim speaking about the fact that when a person does something, he cannot be looking like Michzik Hashikra. One big marker to that is the Ben Ish Chai and his Tshuva Sefer, Ker Torah Lishma. As we're discussing a Shaila, someone asked that in the Skinu Su'udoso that we say in Leil Shabbos, it says there that you put the Shulchan in the Tzafon, the Menorah, and the Dorim, which refers to the Shulchan, the table a person eats, is in the north. The candles that he puts for Shabbos is in the south, and he's using Hadassim. So the Shaila is, can someone say this, Atkiris Udaso, and say these words when it's not true? So says the Ben Ish Chai in the Sefer Torah Lishma, he says, if you don't do it this way, you have to be careful not to say it. It's a Michzik Hashikra. And he brings our Gemara. So he says, instead of saying Asadil, the person says, talks about himself, I will take care of my table, you should say Asadju. It should be Misudar Amisul B'Misadeh, and that's you have to say it to be careful not to be Mechzik Keshiko. And going back to Slichas, the Aruch HaShulchan, and Aruch HaChaim Siman Tavko Pe'alef, Ois Dalet, he says that whenever you say Slichas, you have to be very careful not to say Lishonis that seem to be a Sheker. For example, when you're saying that you do your Slichas, for example, in the first night, we say Slichas B'Moitzei Menucho, talk about Moitzei Shabbos, you talk about the night, you have to make sure that if you're saying in the day, not to say these words. Because the priest can't be Mirzik Hashik to get up and say that he's saying Slichas and he's saying the words I'm saying it at night when he's actually standing during the day. And that is a problem of Doiver Shkorim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the issue that our Gemara addresses. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list or want to go, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.